I've had a few people ask us about our method of prayer and how we've gotten so close to the Lord. I've done a whole playlist on that with a lot of different teachings. The longest one is basically scripture to establish the precedent in scripture for the kind of prayer that we do pray. But just to clarify something, this is not soaking prayer. This is what we call dwelling prayer, the prayer that we especially do, and the way that we get so close to the Lord is called dwelling prayer. And that's a term that I've basically coined to clarify the difference between that and different kinds of prayer and soaking prayer and so on. So this is what dwelling prayer is. Based on the scriptures, the Lord lives in our hearts. And he is the entrance, the gateway to heaven. And so what we do is we come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise, as is written in the scriptures. We worship him. And as we're worshiping, we enter into our hearts spiritually, where he is present. And we worship him there in our hearts. And use our imagination to some degree just to get started to see the Lord. And he takes over pretty quickly. And basically, we worship the Lord in living and dwelling in our hearts. And there comes a time during worship where he would like to impart something special to us. And so there's kind of a holy silence that comes over us, a very sweet and special place of peace that the Lord inundates us in. And we stay there with him. We dwell with him in our hearts. We continue to dwell with him. For it's written that if we obey him, that he will dwell with us. And I go to a lot of trouble to explain all those scriptures to you in the hour-long teaching on prayer. So that's dwelling prayer. We dwell with the Lord and we listen for his voice. And we enter into our hearts with thanksgiving and praise and worship where Jesus dwells. And at a certain point, he may want us to be still and dwell in him. And we do. And he speaks to us there. Many times we'll see him and he'll speak to us. And Jesus is the true shepherd. No one comes to the Father except they come through the sheepfold, through the gate of the sheepfold, which is where Jesus is. Now, after we've been with him for a while in dwelling prayer, sometimes it seems like we're seeing him on the outside of us, you know, like standing before us or sitting before us. And that's just a spiritual vision. And it can be in your heart or it can be outside of you. But you begin in the heart by worship. And this safeguards us from taking a wrong turn or getting involved with things that are wrong. And sometimes he'll take you to heaven. We had a lady just this week who had a tremendous breakthrough, and the Lord took her just very nonchalantly. She sat down to pray and worship, and she thought, well, I wonder if he'll speak to me the way he does to Claire. And wouldn't you know it? And she said, I wonder what my home in heaven is like, Lord. And wouldn't you know it? He just showed up on the spot, and he took her to her dwelling in heaven, and she got to see it. And this was all done in the Spirit. So the Lord says that we have to worship him in spirit and truth. We're working on the truth part, and this is the spirit part. So that's what dwelling prayer is. And as I said, we've put a long playlist up for you to help you deal. We also have discerning of spirits. We also have a playlist on discerning of spirits and the process that we use to verify that truly is the Lord speaking to us. And one of those methods is to use the Bible, to prayerfully open the Bible, allowing Holy Spirit to pick the page and meditate on the two pages until we feel kind of a sweet presence in our hearts and we recognize that Holy Spirit is saying something special to us out of those two pages. And that tends to be a very good form of substantiating that we are with the Lord and not with a familiar spirit. And we also use a little book called The Bible Promises, which is very short, condensed Bible verses that are promises from the scriptures. And we use that as well. But first, we do bind a lying spirit so that the lying spirits cannot use the book. Only the Holy Spirit can use it. And we prayerfully allow the Holy Spirit to open to the page that he wants us to read. And then we study those scriptures until we feel a quickening in our spirit that the Lord is speaking to us through one particular scripture. And that will give us an answer many times as to whether we're hearing a lying spirit or it's Holy Spirit or we're in the flesh. And I go into that too in a teaching on the three voices that we hear in prayer. So guys, I've done everything I can to share with you what the Lord has taught us. And I'm telling you now, he chose me to share this with you because I've got more faults than any of you and all of you put together. And I think he wanted you to get it, that your faults are no impediment to him. There's nothing about you that is off-putting that the Lord will not speak directly to you. If he'll do it to me, he'll do it to you. I promise you, you don't, you couldn't possibly be worse than I am, especially compared to all the graces that the Lord has given me. So I'm not saying that to try and be humble. I'm telling you that's the bottom line truth. And it's because of that that he's asked me to share this with you. So there's not one person out there who can say, I've got more sins than you, so he won't talk to me. Uh-uh. Can't do that. The Lord has already picked someone who's done it all. So the Lord bless you, and there's tremendous hope for you to hear from the Lord in this way. And we started a blog, heartdwellingwithjesus.wordpress.com, and we will have the link on the page in the description of this video for you. And what that basically is going to be is strictly praise reports on people who have come to us not being able to hear from the Lord and have had breakthroughs and are now hearing from the Lord, and they share their testimony. And thank you so much for your prayers and for your support. It's tremendously appreciated. We are a full-time ministry, and these videos take approximately 4 to 6 hours to do every day. And the Lord has asked me to do it, and I just do it out of obedience and love. So we appreciate your prayers and your support. Thank you so much. So Lord bless you all, and let's stay in prayer for one another.